1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye what? Steadfast. That's rooted and grounded and solid. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always what? Abounding in the work. Notice the work. Abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now I want you to turn over one more scripture, Hebrews chapter 6. Leap right on over there several pages. Hebrews chapter 6. For God is not what? God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and still yet and do minister. All right, you may be seated. I studied all day yesterday, and I really, really prayed. I'd like to deal today, I don't know if I'll preach or teach, but I titled this, Having a Mind to Work and Build. Having a mind to work and to build. Did you know that we born-again Christians are children of God, and the Lord has called us into his spiritual kingdom to work and to build?
Amen.
Yes, he did. There are two spiritual kingdoms in this world, and we are either in one of them or the other. Two spiritual kingdoms. You got a kingdom of light and a kingdom of darkness.
Right.
You're in one of them or the other, the kingdom of God or the kingdom of Satan.
Right.
I want you to know I've been in Satan's kingdom.
Come on, bro.
Yes, I have.
Listen.
I tell you, I would not forfeit what I got, what I feel, and what I have down in my heart for anything in this wide world.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yeah.
How many is glad you can say that he brought me out of that kingdom of hopelessness and sin. Brought me into a far better kingdom. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We're either serving God or we're serving the devil.
Mm-hmm. Right.
One or the other.
Right.
Right.
Don't ever forget the devil is our chief adversary.
Yes.
Every day that you wake up, you'll fight him.
Yep.
Amen. He's the one that'll talk you out of a blessing. He'll fill you with doubt.
Yes,
he will. Nobody's ever had the devil to talk to you. These thoughts that come into your mind.
Yes.
Oh, God, where did they originate from?
That's
right. He'll talk you and fill you with doubt. He'll tell you that you ain't no good. You're not worthy. You're too bad for God to love. You can't be forgiven. God won't save you. But how many knows he is a liar?
That's right.
God cares about every one of us, and he wants us in heaven with him.
That's right.
Hallelujah to God. I'm glad. In the devil's kingdom is defeat. There is nothing good. There is no hope. Nothing but lies and deceit, heartache and misery. And in the end, when all is said and done, hell waits. And I want you to know that God never made hell for his people.
Right.
He made it for the devil and his angels.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, it's not God's will for any to perish. I thought yesterday, Brother George, when I was a studying and a praying, wiping the tears from my eyes, I thought, oh, Lord, what is in that little six-letter word, P-E-R-I-S-H, to think that you live out your whole life in this world and you never knew God and you never served him. And when it comes your time to die, your spirit and soul leaves the body. And he goes down into the nether parts of this earth, into a literal burning hell, a place of outer darkness. Jesus said, in that place, the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched, and there is no hope once you go into the gates of hell. And I tell you, I'm glad today that my name is written over there. Raise your little hand in thy house. I'm glad I got a far better place to go. Jesus washed me in the blood, and he wrote my name down in glory. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of this world. I'm just a passing through. We're pilgrims and strangers down here. Can I tell you, don't drive your stakes too deep in the ground. We're just about out of here. I'm telling you, that next great big sound that we hear, Brother George, could be the blast and the sound of the trump of God. Hey, Lord, I believe God's getting ready. And I look at his son and say, go on down, my son, and get your bride and bring them home. Can I tell you that Jesus is a coming for a glorious church and a glorious bride without blemish and without spot and without wrinkle? How many's glad today you got the garment of salvation on? Hey, raise up on our head. I'm glad that he clothed me in a robe of righteousness. I'm glad my sins are gone. I'm glad I got the witness down in my heart that I've been born again and I've been called out. Hey, Lord, I have tasted of that heavenly gift and the sweet Holy Ghost, and the Spirit on the inside of me is giving me the witness that I'm ready. Hallelujah, for the Lord to come. Hey, hallelujah. Ain't you glad that you know him and that you have him today? Yeah.
Woo!
Oh, Lord. You either belong to the devil or you belong to God. You're either saved or you ain't saved. You either are born again and Jesus lives in your heart or you're not saved.
Come on, brother. Amen. You're right.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Oh, God. I want you to know today, I don't know how far I'll get in this. I got 7 big pages. The devil tears down.
Yeah.
Oh God. He discourages. If I could take one tool out of the devil's hand, I would take the tool of discouragement out of it.
Yeah.
Come on.
Holy God, how many people is going through it, suffering trial, going through afflictions, having troubles. How many today are discouraged in their heart? They're hurting.
Yeah.
Hurting. He discourages. He comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. But in God's kingdom, the Lord came to save, and he forgives. Jesus lifts up. Satan tears down. Jesus heals the broken in heart. He binds up their wounds. Jesus builds and makes us strong. How does he do it, preacher? Through the hands and through the hearts of his children. I don't know about you, but I'm a working in the kingdom. I'm a working in the vineyard. Hallelujah, laying up treasures. Oh Lord, in heaven where the moth cannot corrupt it and the rust can't eat it away and the thieves cannot break through it still. Oh Lord, for every prayer that we prayed, everything that we've done for the Lord, it's laid up in heaven. I'm building. Oh God, I'm building. I'm working on this wall. Hallelujah. Did you know that God has called every one of us in his church to be kingdom builders?
That's right.
Kingdom builders.
Come on.
We are workers together for God building up the church of Jesus Christ.
Bless him, Lord.
How many can say, Brother Tommy, I want to be a builder?
That's right.
Brother George, I'm like you. I love it. I love my church. I love everybody here. I love everybody that comes here. Sister Kathy, I love my pastor. I love his wife. I love his children. Raise your little hand and say, thank God for the pastor and the shepherd that God gave us and the church here in Huntington. I don't know about you, but I want to get in and I want to back it.
That's right.
Hey, Lord.
Wow.
God is wanting in this hour for his people and for everybody around us in our neighborhood. He's wanting people to look at our church and say, hey, look at the house that love built.
Right.
Hallelujah. She's strong. She's enduring. She's prospering through it all. Trials, yes. Afflictions, yes. But she is prospering. The Lord is in her. How many wants to give God your whole heart? Offer him your hands for his service to see others saved and others blessed.
Yes.
Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes. Glory to God.
God is looking.
Bless him, Lord.
For willing workers in his kingdom who are committed and have a burden to work and to build.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Did you know that our soul's survival depends on it?
Yes.
That's right.
You cannot just sit and do nothing. You'll die, and so will others.
Amen.
To give life, you got to have life.
Come on, brother. You're right.
To get others excited, you're going to have to be excited.
Praise be to God.
If you want to see others have a desire to get in and do something, you got to show it.
That's right.
You got to shine it. I don't know about you, but everybody knows me when I stand right there. And I'm not bragging on Tommy Romans, but God gave me something a long time ago. You don't have to pry me out of my seat with a 10-foot long tuba for to get me to praise God and to worship him. Now, it should not be when I stand here and I get in and when I worship the Lord and when I march back and forth and raise my hand, I turn around there every one of you and say, why don't we raise our hand and let's give God the praise? I'm telling you, Jesus said, the Father, I seek as such to worship him in the spirit and in the truth. God's not looking for hands to go up in the sanctuary of the Lord. Hey, Lord, God's not looking for glad hearts and happy hearts that says, thank God, I've been redeemed and I've been saved. I thank you, Jesus. Like Sister Dottie said, I got 10 million pros. Yes, I got some cons and I hate the devil. Hey, Lord, but I tell you, God, it's better, far better than anything in this world. Why don't we raise our hand in the house around now and say, I'm glad. Woo-hoo! I'm glad. Jesus has made me glad. I'm happy I've been called out. Hey, Lord, I've been born again. I got the love of God in my heart.
Right.
I ain't ashamed of him.
Right.
Praise be to the Lord. You want a blessing poured out from the glory world, you're going to have to learn how to worship and to praise him.
Come on, brother.
Praise the Lord.
Glory to God.
Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on.
How can we get sinners to Jesus if we're not excited?
That's right. You're right.
We're not happy.
Come on.
We don't have a desire.
You're right.
We don't have a vision. Oh, what does a vision mean in this hour? Thank you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Come on, King Solomon. God gave you wisdom above any earthly man in all of history, in all of the history of the world. Can you tell us, King Solomon? He said, I sure will. Proverbs 29 and 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. I don't know if there's something that makes you happy on the inside to know that you're in the will of God and you're trying to serve him. There's something down deep inside. Happy is that man that loves God. Happy is that man that loves his holy word. Without a vision, people perish. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God, let me make a difference. Let me make a difference.
Amen.
Yes.
Can God count on me?
Come on.
Can God count on you?
Come on.
Oh, God.
Can he?
Lord.
I'm going to tell you something, man. He's got a lot invested in you.
You're right.
He's got the blood of his son invested in you.
Yes.
Whew. He's got a price invested in you.
Bless.
Oh, God, I believe sometimes we ought to testify more for him.
That's right.
Right.
Oh, that's quiet.
Come on.
Come on.
Thank you for them three amens.
No.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on.
How many's ever testified on the job?
Man, come
testify
on.
To your neighbor.
Come on.
Holy, 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 holy. Shoo. Can God count on us?
No.
Holy Lord, to have a desire, to see others touched.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Others blessed. Nehemiah.
Mom.
I had somebody, I texted them, I said, do me and you a favor. What is it? I said, I want you to read the very first six chapters of Nehemiah, 1-6.
Mom.
Nehemiah. Oh, Nehemiah. Can you speak to us today at Good Shepherd?
No.
Yes, I can. If I could call that blessed man back from heaven and put him right here in this microphone, I'd say, Nehemiah, won't you talk to our church right now?
Come on.
Woo, talk
come
to
on,
us.
Bro.
Oh, man, I feel him in my jaws.
Glory to God.
Holy.
Bless him, Lord.
Nehemiah would say, yes, I can. And I will. I want to take us back now 2,470 years ago to Jerusalem and see a young man named Nehemiah who had a burden and a vision for his people. What can you tell us, Nehemiah, about building and restoring and getting back what the enemy has stolen and taken away? I want you to know, if you let the devil, he'll steal your joy. I said he'll take your victory. He'll pour water on your desire. He'll put it out. He'll put your vision out. I tell you, the devil's a thief. And you say here today, I'm not going to let him steal my song. I'm not going to let him have my praise. Hallelujah to God. I'm going to worship the Lord. Woo! Tell us, Nehemiah, I'm going to tell you how to build the wall and to get back what the devil's taken away.
Come on, man.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. You're going to have to be dogmatic in this in the age we're living in.
Right. You're right. Come
you're going to have the tenacity of a bulldog. You're going to have to press out when you don't feel like pressing out.
Come on.
You're going to have to pray when you don't feel like praying. You're going to have to take time for the Lord and read his word. You have to be disciplined.
Come on, bro.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Come on, bro.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hang with me now. Don't fall out.
Bless
you, Lord. Praise God. Holy Lord. Come on, Nehemiah. Yes, I will answer that. And I will instruct you how you can get back what the enemy has tore down and stolen away. I will start by telling you our sad story of what happened to us in our day. Nehemiah's talking. We thought we were safe.
Bless him, Lord.
Man, come on. About that.
Mom.
Be very careful. Take heed when you think you stand, lest you fall.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
I will start by telling you our sad story, what happened to us in our day. We thought we were safe. We thought we were above reproach. But our beloved city got out of God's will by sinning and disobeying God's laws. And when we did that, God pulled back the hedge.
Glory to God.
And here came evil King Nebuchadnezzar from Babylon. With his invading army, he came to God's chosen city of Jerusalem to conquer it and to destroy it.
Yes.
I was one of them that was there, and I experienced it all.
Come on.
I felt it along with all of the others of my brothers and my sisters. Our beloved city of Jerusalem had a thick wall around it. Brother George, 2.5 miles in length to protect the people from the enemy. A big, tall, defensive wall. That wall had 10 different gates to enter in and to exit the city.
Come on.
Nebuchadnezzar and his army came and surrounded our wall.
Come on.
I'm going somewhere. Just hold with me.
Come on.
He laid siege to our beloved city. His evil soldiers tore down parts of our wall. And he burned our gates with fire. He took the majority of my brothers and my sisters away captive with him back to Babylon. 350 miles away from Jerusalem. His army left a small remnant of Jews there. And they were broken. Broken in spirit. And suffering in poverty. All the we had enjoyed was gone and taken away. I want to pause right here and talk to everybody. Oh God, oh God. I want to pause here and say, it's all out war right now between God's kingdom and the devil's kingdom. You know it and you feel it. We're up against the principalities and powers of the air and the spiritual wickedness in high places and the rulers of the darkness of this world. Children, we are up against it. And the devil would like to pull every one of us down.
Come on,
oh Lord, I'm stirred within my heart, Sister Maria. I am stirred within my very soul. Hold on to God in this hour. Don't let your feet slip.
Come on.
Holy God. Holy God.
Lord Jesus.
The devil is pulling for every soul he can get.
Right.
Yes. He's already got billions, billions, and he's reaching for God's people now.
That's right.
I believe, Sister Dottie, in this final conflict right before Jesus returns to get us, I believe we're right here in the last war.
Yes.
This is the closing moments. How many of you
come on.
Are holding on?
Glory
to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
How many are where God wants you?
Come on.
How many is a walking in his will?
Bless him, Lord.
How many is sold out to Jesus? How many has got the blood applied? How many's ready? How many's got the witness in your soul?
Name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Holy, 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 holy.
Come on.
It's right now to put everything that we got in this. Still holding on. Still holding on. I'm going to hold to what I got.
Yes.
I'm not for sale. I felt you just now, just now, Jesus. Raise your little hand right now to the Lord. Oh, my Heavenly Father, my Heavenly Father, I love you. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Devil, I'm not for sale. You can't buy me off. I'm not for sale. Holy, 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 holy. No matter what the devil comes offering you, I'm not for sale. Thank God, thank God.
Come on.
Have you got a made up mind?
Yes.
Amen.
Come on.
I'm staying with it and I'm serving the Lord. I'm staying with my God. Listen. The devil is throwing everything that he's got at God's people.
Yes.
Listen. Every one of us individually are under attack.
Right.
Either with one thing or something else, great or small.
Right.
We're fighting something.
Yes.
We're fighting something.
You're right. Yes. Come on, bro.
Church, Satan is coming for your mind.
That's right.
He's coming for your thought life.
Glory
to God. Oh, Lord. He's coming for your body. And he's a coming for your soul. Our nation is under attack. We're seeing it, Brother Kevin, on every hand. Every home. Every family. Every marriage. Every church is feeling the effects and the influence of sin and the ungodliness all around us. It's like a blanket hovering over us. Oh, listen. Children, don't you ever think that the devil won't come against us, that we won't be tempted and we won't be fought. He'll check your wall every day for a weak place and an opening to enter into it. He'll come knocking at your gate. He does it in many, many different ways. I tell you, don't let him do it. Don't answer the door. Don't let him in. It's time that we pray and keep the wall erected all around us. And I tell you, prayer will erect the wall and it'll keep the devil out.
Amen.
Woo. Hallelujah to the Lord.
Glory
to God.
Every day you get up, every day you get up, Satan's right there and you're going to fight him. You're going to fight him. He's going to walk around your wall. He's going to analyze it and see. No wonder Paul wrote to the Ephesians. He said, neither give place to the devil. Don't let him have any hold in your life. Don't open the door by doing anything that would let a wrong spirit in your life.
Amen. You're right.
Your eyes are the gateway to your soul.
Right.
Your ears, what that's you simple. Hear, it goes down into your from your mind to your soul.
That's right.
Don't let the devil in.
Bless him, Lord.
Nehemiah was a 20-year-old young man that was taken captive along with the others. Listen, 350 miles away from his beloved homeland of Jerusalem. That's a long way. Do you know that?
Yeah.
To be away from the city of Jerusalem and away from the worship of God. Oh, Lord. Do you know why they were taken captive?
Come on.
The people had turned away from the Lord and began to be loose.
Yeah.
And began to sin.
Yes.
And they forgot the Lord. The people started flirting with the world.
That's right.
Come on.
And God warned them. God warned them in his day, in Nehemiah's day, to get back to the law, to serve God, to put away your idols and your idol worship.
Yes.
They didn't do it.
Right.
Believe me. in my 50 plus years, and I'm proud of that, I'm still serving God.
Come on.
Brother Shuffy, I'm still with it. In my 50 plus years, I've had the devil to come and cast his lures at me.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
You fishermen out there that love Lake Erie. And poor blessed, what are those things you'll catch?
Walleye.
Those poor walleyes. And that blessed bass. And go into the... to a place and try to find the shiniest lure. I know this will catch them. You know, that's the way the devil is. He'll use every little tiny shiny thing to get our attention.
Yes.
That's all he wants is, the devil wants us to bite it.
Yep.
Bite into it. Go ahead, try it.
Come on. Man.
First thing you know,
you're caught.
Oh God, something's
got to
hold me.
Come on.
Come on.
I want to tell you something.
Come on.
I feel teaching, Graham.
Come on, bro.
Some of us sometimes, we'll come to church and we know something's got a hold of us.
You're right. Come on.
You know, it's hard to get in and really, really worship the Lord when you feel condemned. You know what you've done. You know what you're allowing. You know what you've been involved in.
Come on.
Come on, you try to get in here, you smile, you sit right here with the rest of us, but God looks right down in your life and he knows that you've been caught with something. It snagged you and it's got your victory.
Come on.
Come on.
Bless him, Lord.
If you really, really want to be free, you're going to have to get rid of some things.
Come on.
I said you're going to have to quit doing some things.
Come on, brother.
You're going to have to quit entertaining some things.
Lord.
You're going to have to grab your cell phone and you're going to have to say, listen, my eyes are made. The Bible says thou art of holier eyes than to behold evil, talking about God. He cannot look upon evil.
Come on, bro.
And we entertain the wrong thing and it gets in our mind and it causes us to lust and to fantasize. It's the devil.
Come on, amen.
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 Are you snagged?
Come on.
Come on.
Mary said, man, you look right like you're wild sometimes up our teaching. But I love you.
Come on, brother.
I love you, and I don't want you snagged, and I don't want you lured, and I don't want you pulled out away from God.
Come on.
I don't want you to lose your salvation. Raise your hand in the house and praise him.
God, have your way.
Come on, come on. We're going to have to shake this thing, my friend.
Glory be to God.
Whatever we got, whatever's got a hold of us, whatever's stealing our victory, come on. Whatever's a snack us and God has a pull us and control in our mind, we're going to have to shake it.
Right. You're right.
Thank you.
Come on,
bro.
Bless him, Lord.
Come on.
Children, I love you all, and I know and I hope you all know that. But sometimes we have to have somebody to come down and say, man, listen. Be careful. Be careful. Get my attention, God. Get my attention. I don't want to lose out.
That's right.
In my 50 years of serving the Lord, I've had the devil to come and cast these lures at me. A 20-year-old boy.
Come on.
I've wrestled. I want you to know that he wants your mind.
Yes.
He wants you wrapped up, tied up, and involved in vain things.
Right.
Yes, he does.
Right.
I found out that when I would let up on my dedication of praying and reading my Bible, his seductive power became stronger.
Amen.
You're right.
Woo! I said, when I let up on praying, fasting, and reading God's word, I began to get weaker. And that old power of the world became stronger and pulling on me.
Have your way, Lord. Come on.
Come on.
Power became stronger. His pull became greater. I can tell you that he comes, the devil comes in many different sly ways. to seduce you and to get your heart and mind off of the Lord and off of holy things and get it on the world. Hey, Lord, God help us here today to dedicate and rededicate our life to God.
Thank
you, way, Lord.
Can I tell us all here today, I have seen many good, once dedicated, praying Christians in the church, Brother George, who were blessed and used of the Lord. They prayed. They had victory. They shouted. They sung. They testified and preached. I've seen good musicians. They were anointed. They came to church with a desire. Their faces glowed in the presence of God in the service. I've seen them get discouraged. They got weak and the devil tempted them. And I watched them slowly go down and fall. They went down. The devil pulled them out. Now their lives are a mess. They lost something. Some of these people lost everything. Sister Stacy, you gave and were given requests about those are getting a divorce. It did not have to go that way and that route. Raise your hand. You don't have to let the devil break you apart and break up your home and your family.
Come on, brother.
You don't have to let him do it.
God have your way.
I've seen them fall. I've seen them go down. Their lives are now a mess. They lost something. The enemy took it away. Their lives and their hearts and their homes became broken. I've seen marriages break apart and watch people go out and backslide. Yes. How did it happen, Brother Tommy? The enemy got a hold of their attention.
Right. That's right.
And they lit up.
Come on.
The influence of this world became greater and it pulled them out.
Yes.
Can I tell you, the deceitfulness of sin? Can I tell you there are avenues that the devil uses to get to you? And one of them is discouragement. There is a danger in getting discouraged.
Yes.
In your trials.
Mm-hmm.
There's a danger.
Yes.
When you get discouraged and disheartened over something, you can get weak in your faith. Did you know that?
That's right.
Weak in your commitment.
Bless him, Lord.
And when you get that weak and dismayed through your battles and afflictions and trials, that old devil sees his opportunity to come in with his lies and tempt you and draw you away from God and his Spirit.
Amen.
Don't let him do it.
Come on.
That's when you need to remain dedicated to the Lord in your trials, even when you don't feel him.
Praise be to God.
I'll say it again in this lesson. Your enemy,
come on,
the devil, is circling your wall here today.
Bless him, Lord.
He is circling it every day.
That's right.
He's viewing it, looking for a weak place.
That's right.
And a hole to get in your life.
Oh,
are you guarding the gate?
That's right.
Are we guarding our gate?
Blessed be God.
Are you faithful to church?
Bless him, Lord.
Are you faithful in your prayer life?
Come on.
Don't answer this. Does everybody read your Bible and take time to spend with the Lord every day to read your Bible?
Bless him, Lord.
Do you?
Lord,
do you spend time with God every day?
Come on, brother.
Are you faithful? Do you really love the Lord?
Amen.
Are you praying and seeking his face? Jesus, I want you. Lord, I want to know that I know I'm all right.
Right.
I want you in my heart. If they want to come to the piano, I've got one more paragraph and I'm going to turn you loose here. I want us all to know here today, listen as I close, it pays to love the Lord and to serve Him.
Amen.
It's the only way to remain safe, and it's the only way to have happiness.
Glory be to God. That's right.
Only way to be happy. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
There is peace. Listen. Stay right. Everybody stay with me here today. Come on.
Thank
come
you,
on.
Bless you. Come on, brother.
Hallelujah.
Bless Him, Lord.
There is peace and joy and assurance in staying with God. The safest place you'll ever be is in the middle of the will of God and staying near to Him. If you don't pray and be committed every day, you won't stay. You'll go out and away like the others. No matter how safe you think you are, listen, no matter how tall that you feel, oh, that your wall is, sin can bring it down in your life, and the enemy will come in and take you captive with something. You might think just because you go to church and you hear good preaching, and you think you're safe, it's not enough to save you and keep you.
Amen.
This thing works when you're away from the church. Woo! It's got to work when you're at home,
right,
on the job, and on the highway. This thing's got to work in the store when you're alone, all alone, and when you're around others. It's got to work right then too. You cannot play around and live loose in this hour. The devil is looking for loose people that has lost their desire, and he will rob you and take precious things out of your life. Can you say with me today, oh God, I want to be safe. Raise your hand in the house. I want my wall strong. I want Jesus in my life. Hallelujah. Wrap your arm around me, Lord, and keep me safe. Hallelujah to the Lord. Come on, come on, come on.
Hallelujah.
Oh Lord, please keep a wall of protection and a hedge around me. Yeah. How many can find a place to pray here today? Can we? Can we? Brother Jason's preaching so hard here, asking people to pray. Come to this altar to kneel on your knees and pray. If there was ever a man that's got a burden for this church, Brother Jason does. He wants it to prosper. He wants it to grow. Come on, children. Let's ask God, hallelujah, to make us strong, Lord.
Oh God, as Brother Tommy preached your name, we have even in our soul that would like nothing better to pull us down. Pull us away from being a child. And send our soul.
Jesus, help us.